Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I receive a call from Cecilia, who has been dealing with a spirit of anger, and her husband has been very hostile toward her, and this behavior is ruining their marriage. Darren advises her that she may have slipped back into old habit patterns and counsels her to get into the Word to renew her mind and get on the right track. He gives her Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world again, but be transformed through the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is for you. He advises her to get rid of the old habit patterns by letting the Word of God cleanse those habits, and with the blood of Jesus bind spirits of mockery and anger. He tells her that if she speaks the Word out loud, her life will change, and I remind her that nothing is too difficult for God. Now let's join the program.
Well, today we have some teaching for you that I know will bless you, and it'll give you some keys on how to get your life changed so that you can step into that success pattern and cycle that you need to be operating in. And Joshua 1:8 says, if you meditate on the Word day and night, it will bring you prosperity and success.
That doesn't mean to have the book open in front of you. You can't possibly do that day and night. But to meditate on the good things, to meditate on the things of God in your heart, in your mind, to cleanse yourself. It's a wonderful thing.
And that word in the Hebrew means to chew the Word, to speak the Word, to mumble the Word.
Yes.
And I saw a man on the television the other night that I hadn't seen for a number of years, and he really teaches that. He mumbles in tongues. He mumbles scriptures. Mm-hmm. And God has blessed him with an anointing on his life that's just extraordinary. But let's pray. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Amen. Father, I thank you that we are completing another week here in Jesus. And Jesus, it's a delight to walk with you because you're a winner. And because you paid the price, you didn't wimp out, you didn't give up. And you did that all for us, not for you, but for us. And we so thank you. And Father God, we thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to pay the price for a sin that he didn't commit and a price we couldn't pay. And then Jesus, you returned to your Father, and then you sent Holy Spirit to be with us as a helper, as a person to come alongside. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're a real person. You're a real entity. You do exist. You're not just a fog or a smoke or a little cloud running around or a little fairy dancing on the fence. You're a real person, and we thank you for being that person to us. And Jesus, we just, again, thank you for sending us precious Holy Spirit to reveal the Word to us. And Holy Spirit, we thank you today that you're opening up the Word and showing us inspiration, revelation, knowledge, how we might understand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's take a call here from Cecilia in Fort Morgan. How you doing?
Hi, pretty good.
Good.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could pray with me about something or help me understand something.
We'll do our best.
Yeah. I am a Christian, and my husband's not, and this is a marriage problem or a husband-wife problem.
Okay, is this the first marriage?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Uh-huh. Was he an unbeliever when you married him?
We were both unbelievers.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And I gave my life to the Lord about 10 years ago.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah. And, let's see, I don't even know where to start.
Because well, one more question. How long have you been married?
16 years.
Do you have kids?
We have three and one grandson.
Okay, and how old are your children?
Leah's 19, and my other one is 16 and 14.
Did you guys live together before you got married?
For about 6 months, not very long.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And,
okay.
So?
I guess, you know, the guy, I think God's dealing with me about sin in my life prior to serving him. And
do you know why I really believe, Cecilia, God's going to answer some big prayers for you?
No, and I don't know how you can say that when you don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. See, you're starting with yourself. So you're admitting,
right.
You say, you know, I had some sin, you know, I had some sin. You're not laying it on everybody else, and that's a great place to start.
Right.
I admire you.
Well, do you know how rare that is?
That's because God's been dealing with
wonderful.
Me about
good.
It.
Wonderful.
And it goes back to prior to being a Christian,
okay.
And my anger and revenge and just the awful sin that the enemy has in, you know, that we have in our life. Mm-hmm. And I live with a husband that doesn't forget nor forgive, and he tells me that he did forgive me, but he never forgot, so therefore,
okay.
He never did forgive me.
Okay, what'd you do?
And, well, I had terrible temper.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, like, the first year we were married, I broke windows, and, you know, just, I was just awful.
You know, that's really called rage.
And,
you know, that's kind of beyond anger.
Well.
You know what I mean? When you just lash out, and you're so frustrated, you know what to do, you throw things.
Yeah.
Beat up on things. And
So why does he bring that up to you now?
I don't know. So, you know, I give my life to the Lord, and I tried to, you know, make, you know, myself so I wouldn't do that. And I would pray to God for 2 years already that he would change me. And my husband would do things and say things to make me angry, and I would walk away.
You know,
and sometimes I wouldn't. And this last time he was at me. And all this old stuff came back up again. And
came back up in you?
Uh-huh.
What?
And I knew it was wrong, and I feel like I'm paying still for all this stuff.
Okay.
And my husband doesn't talk to me anymore.
All right.
He doesn't look at me. And
okay.
It's just like, you know, I know that it's over.
But do you know, you want to know why this is happening?
Yeah, because of the sin in my life, and I'm paying for it.
No, hang on. Let's talk about now. See, you confessed that sin, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, see, you fell back into an old habit pattern. And I tell you, Cecilia, this is...
I don't want that anymore.
I know. I've been there. But I got to tell you something. This is exactly what we're going to talk about today. And if you'll stick with us when we finish talking, we'll get your address. I'll send you a copy of this broadcast, because I think it'll help you. Now, what we're talking about here... is the spirits that are in your husband motivating him. It's really a spirit of mockery and blasphemy coming against the Spirit of God that's in you.
Uh-huh.
Now, you made a mistake. I'm sure you've asked God to forgive you for blowing your stack, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, what you're afraid of is, you know, is that a permanent sin? Did I really get forgiven? Will I be able to not do that again? Am I making sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, down inside of you, in fact, I've got this written on my notes. I put it in my notes about a minute before we came on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Down inside of our hearts, we have a thing called the will. A lot of people says, well, there's willpower, but a will is like a light switch on the wall. You can make a decision to turn that light switch on or off. Well, we can make a decision to set our will, for example, to renew our minds in the Word, because what you have is unrenewed way down in there. Attitudes, feelings, thoughts, ideas, memories. And what you want to do is bring those into subjection to God's Word.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we do that, that's Romans 12:2. It says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. But when you get under great pressure, what's down inside will come out.
That's right.
Now, it doesn't mean you're a sinner, but it means there's some old habit patterns in there. So here's the way it works. We make a decision to submit to the Word, and we start speaking the Word and let God's Word change us inside. Then when we get renewed in those areas of anger and bitterness and whatever, over into peace and self-control, then one day we turn a corner and our habits are different, and then our actions are different. Is that kind of what you want?
Yep. I want the fruits. The Holy Spirit.
Okay, but see.
But you know what I'm struggling with is that I know that God forgave me for my sins,
right?
But I have to live with somebody that hasn't.
Yeah, but just a minute. See, when you get really, your mind really renewed down inside.
He won't push your buttons anymore.
Well, he won't be able to as well.
Yes.
And you're going to react differently.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, also, there's some things we can teach you to do. For example, with the blood of Jesus, name of Jesus, we can agree with you, and the listeners, I know, feel your pain. I'll just be honest with you. And we can, in agreement, bind that spirit of mockery, bind that spirit of blasphemy, bind that spirit of torment and harassment. See, and all those spirits are coming from the devil. They're harassing your husband to, because
That's
the
right.
bottom line is the spirit in him is absolutely opposed to the spirit in you.
Absolutely, yes.
See, that's the spirit of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean he's possessed. I don't believe he's possessed. But he just wants to pick at you and pick at you. But that's not him.
Yes, that's a spirit.
That's
in
a spirit
him.
Motivating him.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Well, and it says in Colossians 3:18 and 19, it says, "Wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord." That means that you don't do anything outside the will of God that your husband requests. You know, if your husband would request outlandish things outside the will of God, you do not have to meet those requests.
Yeah, and
also, it says, "Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them or have a get even vindictive attitudes towards them."
Yeah.
And that's what you're facing. It's a demonic.
Well, yeah, I don't think that my husband likes me anymore. He tells me that I'm fat, ugly, and stupid, and that I don't have any say-so on what goes on in the house because he's the man of the house.
Have I talked to you before?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
Yes,
what he says goes, and I don't have any say-so. I said, so you're telling me that what I think and what I say doesn't have any say in this house, mm-hmm. and it doesn't mean anything. He said, that's right.
Have you got a pencil there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, write this down. You can't reason with a spirit.
That's right.
Oh.
So you're trying to reason. You're trying to have some kind of comeback. And you can't reason with a spirit of mockery, a spirit of blasphemy, a critical spirit, a jealous spirit. I think the last time we talked to you, is there a spirit of jealousy involved? And so you can't, you just can't reason with them. See, Jesus.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
if you
think about it, you'd know that.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus, you know, in Luke chapter, why don't you read Luke chapter 3 and 4?
Okay.
In Luke chapter 4, the devil came after Jesus. He didn't reason with the devil, he just spoke the word to him.
Now, how much time are you giving to the Word every day, Cecilia?
Actually, I come into my bedroom about 7 o'clock, and I'm in there until 9.
Okay.
And I spend, from 9 to 9:30 praying.
Okay. So what you
That's
can say
super.
Is, Lord, I open my eyes and I open my ears to receive your Word for me today,
mm-hmm.
that it might become fruit, that it might get a good harvest
right.
here in my life.
Take root.
Take
well, you know,
root.
Like
That's
the
right.
last time that I talked to you guys, it's mm-hmm. worse now.
Well,
sometimes that happens.
See,
it gets
devil,
worse before it gets
yeah.
better.
The devil wants to get you down and keep you down. Didn't we send you a power pack?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you speaking? See, there's some instructions in there, like speaking the word out loud for self-control.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Not that, no.
All right. Well,
but,
do you still have the power pack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get it out, and it tells you, and I would do it like this, for example, you also need confidence,
mm-hmm.
you also need peace, you need purity of heart, but I'd begin saying those scriptures out loud morning, noon, and night.
Okay.
Now, Barb has something for you.
All right.
Well, the categories aren't that specifically. It's against a spirit of fear, or and so I would pick out those cards that are designated for my particular area that I'm dealing with.
Right.
Go ahead. What else?
I was just, could you guys pray?
Sure.
I also want that one scripture that your wife read about Jabal. Is that his name?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where that's at. Was that in the Bible that you found?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I would like to pray that over, for my grandson and my children.
Okay, praise God. That's like in the fourth chapter of First Chronicles.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Yeah. It's the fourth chapter of First Chronicles, and it's the 10th verse. And his mother gave him the name, I bore him with pain.
Uh-huh.
So, we were talking about, he's a pain in the neck.
Yeah, see, that's what my kids grew up with, listening to that. You're just a pain, you're a
yeah,
pain.
That's right.
And my daughter went to North Dakota. She's going to the university up there. She's living with Grandma and Grandpa, and took the grandson with. And I don't want my grandson to be exposed to that stuff, and I don't want him to be.
Well, let's start with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what I'd like for you to do. Take out those power pack, the
yeah.
scriptures, and I'd pick three categories
okay.
that apply to you, that
right.
you want to become.
Yes.
All right.
Now, see, if you speak the word out loud every morning, noon, and night, and I do it like in repetitions of 7.
All right.
And especially the card that God's love for you. You really need God's love right now, Cecilia, because you don't feel like your husband loves you.
Well,
and I'll tell you, if Darren didn't love me, I would have to really get heavy duty on God, you love me.
Right.
And Isaiah 54 says he is your husband. Right now, when your husband is deserting you with affection and from covering you really as a husband should cover you, you can call upon God to be your husband. And also the card on communion, I believe that's card number 41. When you go into your time in the morning, I would take communion. I really would. I'd get grape juice and crackers, whatever you have, and I'd take 3 or 4 crackers and thank Jesus that his blood covers me and take his blood in, take his body in, because right now you need that edification. And do you have a prayer language? Do you speak in tongues?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's going to edify you. And Darren's been teaching how in Jude 20, that edifies you. That builds you up, Cecilia. So when you go in to pray, I would just pray in tongues. That half hour you pray, just really go off
in tongues.
I'll
tell you, let's pray, and we're going to send you that series on tongues.
Oh, okay.
On tongues, and it's really a key to power.
And when curses go. Did we send you tape on When Curses Go, Blessings Flow?
No, it was the one on adultery, because I had told you guys that I had committed adultery many years ago.
Well, we will send you the one on curses, too.
We know, Cecilia, a lot of people have committed adultery, and they don't admit it. And they committed it in their minds. And Jesus said, if you lust after that person over there across the room, you've committed adultery in your heart.
Well, you know, I kind of think that my husband did, too, because I found a box of condoms in his pickup.
Well, 11
of them missing, and there was 2 left.
There's a lot of distrust here, so we're going to have to
pray. Let's pray. Let's
God
go for it.
Take care.
You ready?
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, first of all, we bind that spirit of mockery and blasphemy that's operating in this household, and jealousy and impurity and distrust and dishonesty. And Lord, I pray right now that we loose a spirit of love, love from Father God through Jesus Christ here to Cecilia. And Father, I pray and ask that she's making a new commitment today to renew her mind in the Word, that she would keep that commitment.
Yes, thank you.
And Lord, we know the Word works, that when her mind is renewed, her habit patterns will be renewed, and she will act different. And I, Lord, ask you to pull all the junk out of her heart, all that stuff, those old habit patterns that cause her to blow her stack and to say and do things that are not like a Christian should say and do. And Lord, I thank you that you're taking that away and giving her great hope. Thank you that
thank
the
you.
Word is her answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Cecilia, hang on. We'll get your address here.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing.
Yes.
All right.
You know that I never seen this before, but sin makes things ugly. And
we
pay a big price for it.
Absolutely.
And it's not worth it.
Well, the devil's at the top of the ugly pile.
Right.
You got to remember that.
And Cecilia, your situation is not too difficult for God.
Amen.
Remember that. Jeremiah 32:17. Nothing is too difficult for God. So remember that. We love you.
Okay.
We really do. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
God bless. Hang on. We'll get your address here.
All
Let's
right.
go to line 2. Colleen, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What I'm calling about is I've had a really, really hard summer. We had lost a baby and a stillborn baby.
Was this your baby?
Uh-huh.
You were carrying it? Okay. Did you want
6 months.
Did you want the baby?
Well, it was a surprise, but as I got into the pregnancy, that I was getting excited and really, you know, looking forward to and I found out it was a little girl. I got to see her a month before she died, but that was really hard. My son, who's 17, left home and under bad terms. I'm divorced, but I'm remarried. So he left. And then my husband ended up, he's been a smoker for years, and they found a lump in his throat, and he had surgery. And he's okay, so everything was fine. And my little girl's gotten sick recently. So I've had...
How old's your little girl?
She's 4. Almost 4.
So you have a boy 17 and a girl 4?
So, and a 2-year-old, too.
Okay, so the 17-year-old is from another man?
Yes.
Okay,
from my
and
first
the
marriage.
2 and 4-year-old are from your other husband?
Current marriage.
Right.
Okay.
Have we talked to you before, Colleen?
No.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But anyway, the Lord's been really gracious to me this summer and has taken me through this with amazing strength and power like I'd never even imagined. I can't even... Looking back over what I've had to go through this summer, I can't believe that I'm where I'm at now.
Oh, praise God.
So I've had a lot of good support, and I'm from a good church, and I'm really thankful for the prayer support I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But my question now is this, is because of all these things I've come out of and God has given us victory, I feel like he's calling me into, well, I feel like one of the callings on my life is intercessory prayer.
Okay.
So I've been getting into a new level of that, like
okay.
I never have before. But
right,
there's things that are happening.
Let me ask you a quick question
uh-huh.
before we go on here.
Yes.
And does your husband profess to be a Christian?
Yes, he is a Christian.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's in a different place and time with that right now because of some other issues in his life. But yes, he is a Christian. But we don't pray together. But anyway, so I've been doing a lot of intercessory prayer for a lot of different things that I feel like the Lord's calling me to pray about. But there's been some really terrifying things that are, I mean, things that if I told other people, they probably wouldn't believe me.
Okay, like, but just a minute. Before I answer your question, what do you mean your husband's at a different place and time?
He's probably not walking with the Lord and total obedience to that
okay.
way. I mean, he loves the Lord and he goes to church with me and, you know, and I know he has accepted the Lord as a Savior and,
mm-hmm.
but I just see maybe a lukewarmness about him okay. at this point in time. But he's seeking. I mean, I can see that, you know.
Okay, but let me say this to you.
Yeah.
Your husband should be the spiritual covering in the home.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people say, I want to be an intercessor. I think I ought to be an intercessor.
Yeah.
When you get involved in the spirit world, the
uh-huh.
spiritual realities.
Uh-huh.
And that covering isn't intact and in place and where it should be spiritually. Do you have your radio on?
Yes.
Okay, could you turn it off?
Oh, well, I don't have it. I'm in a different room.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not where it's near me. I'm
okay.
in a room that has, it's my son's room. It's just echoing.
That's
from
fine.
It.
Okay. When that spiritual covering isn't like it should be, then Satan has an extra shot at you. He can get to you more easily. And it's kind of a dangerous thing to want to be an intercessor, because when you start interceding, you're really taking on the forces of darkness.
So are you saying I should stop this then?
Well,
what do you call intercession? What
well,
is your definition?
Like pleading for God to, you know, bring souls into heaven and for binding of forces coming against me.
Okay. What else would you be praying for?
I'm getting distracted.
That's
sorry.
Fine.
I
That's
didn't
okay.
know if she was talking to me or what. But,
that's okay.
Uh-huh.
What else besides praying for souls do you pray for?
Well, I just, you know, I can see things that are on people, like spirits, you know,
okay.
different issues there, and then I will pray for that.
Okay, now what's an example of something else you'd pray for?
I just pray for bondages to be broke off of people. But I don't do it in my own strength. I do it in the name of Jesus. I don't even ask for
okay.
myself to be binding this. I ask that Jesus binds it.
Okay.
Because I feel fearful of doing it on my own.
Okay, and what else would you pray for?
I just pray for, like, the town we're in, there's a lot of oppression here, and we have a lot of problems.
Okay. Now, where are you calling from?
Fort Morgan.
Okay, now let me give you something here. And the reason I kept asking you these, quote, dumb questions...
Uh-huh.
See, we talked about three or four things you'd pray for, but your husband wasn't mentioned.
Oh, I do pray for him.
Okay.
Yeah, I do pray for him. I
okay.
just thought that was a given.
No,
so I didn't bring
well,
yeah,
okay.
I do pray
Good.
For him every
I'm glad
day.
You see that as a guy. How do you pray for him?
Yes, I do every day.
No, give me an example. How do you pray for him?
Oh, I just pray for his protection and that God would draw him unto him and give him hunger for him and
okay.
that you know, he would keep him in the shelter of his presence and
okay let me suggest this, Colleen. Why don't you start blessing your husband with what God wants him to have? God would, for example, want him to have a thirst for righteousness.
That's
want him
Matthew
to be honest,
5:6 yes
right,
uh-huh.
and joyful.
I'm hearing three different voices, so I'm sorry I didn't hear what you said.
That's fine. I think
are you on a party line?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me tell you,
a
spirit of intercession can come on a person. I don't think you can choose to go and be, for example, I think we've got a cross line here
yes.
somewhere.
John, is there somebody like on the other line that's coming in?
John, if you want to terminate line 3, we're not going to
yeah.
have time for that one.
Yeah.
If you tell them to call back on Monday, I'd appreciate that. I think we got a little engineering problem here, Colleen. I apologize.
Okay. That's right. I was just getting real confused. I wasn't.
So
yes,
was I.
We were too. We thought you had a whole party there.
No. Yeah,
we got a new phone system.
We want to hear what you have to say.
We got a new phone system, and it's all working out. But I'll tell you what I would recommend that you do is start blessing your husband with a thirst for righteousness, a desire for the word. Okay. In other words, it's like God, you know, we want you to salt his tongue with a desire for a deeper walk with you.
Also, I want to say that just to be an intercessor, to have a title, a spiritual title of something or other, is probably the wrong focus.
Okay.
And Colleen, your first focus is on your family.
Okay.
That's who God gave to you, and you are supposed to be the one who prays over your family more than anything else. I think sometimes we enjoy having these titles. Well, what do you do? Well, I'm just a housewife, but I am an intercessor.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we love those titles. Well, you know, Jesus doesn't give a hoot about titles.
Uh-huh.
And he wants you to be praying right now for your 2-year-old, your 4-year-old, your 17-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And for yourself and your husband, that relationship would get to the point where you can both be. See, agreement in a marriage is so important. It is totally important, and that you should be focused on that first of all. And then the
world.
Well,
you know, I do that. I do
praise
that.
Well, praise God.
But I do this in addition to it. I mean, that's where I start first is my family. And I cover them with the blood, and I pray for all of them and their protection. And
how much time do you spend in the Word every day?
Sometimes maybe 15 minutes, but up to an hour some days.
As an intercessor, I would suggest 1 to 2 hours a day.
1 to 2 hours?
Because as an intercessor, you're going to have to know the Word.
Amen.
You're going to be speaking the Word, not just binding Satan, but speaking the Word.
Okay, Colleen, we're going to have to shut this down because we're out of
time. We need an hour.
I want to pray for you, and be sure and listen to Monday's broadcast. We're going to be talking about some things that relate to you, your household. And
Okay, well, let me ask this one quick question.
Okay,
In concern to praying for other people, is that all right to continue with that in addition with my family, but just to be wise in how I'm doing that, correct?
Yes.
Because I know I've seen some things happening around here that I know are not good.
Okay.
I mean, spiritual forces, I can see things going on that has really kind of frightened me a couple times. But
listen, we got to go, but you be listening on Monday, okay?
Okay.
God bless. We love
you.
I hope that you have gained some real revelation, knowledge, and insight into what spirits may be motivating you to do what you do. Jesus provides such great answers to take care of old habit patterns that seem to crop up from time to time. In Jesus' mighty name, I say that you are no longer nagged with those harassing spirits anymore. And until the next time on Call to Freedom, God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in